Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm here today with Amanda Raymond, Rick Farmelo, and myself, Jerry McCarty. And today we have a special podcast, and Rick just donned his Robert Evans glasses. Rick and Amanda just went to a special screening of a restored edition of Marathon Man at Paramount. And I guess it wasn't hosted, but in attendance was Robert Evans, who I'll let Rick give you a little background on Robert Evans, but Hollywood legend.
Yeah. Our friend,
Robert Your Evans. Friend and
well, Robert Evans is, without telling his whole life story, used to be an actor in the 50s. He gave it up to be a producer. In the late 60s, he took over Paramount Pictures, which was doing horribly. He took Paramount Pictures over and produced movies like Love Story.
He saved Paramount Pictures.
Basically saved the studio.
Rosemary's Baby,
Love Story, True Grit.
The Godfather,
the most famous, of course. The Odd Couple. Chinatown, he became an independent producer. Harold and Maude.
Probably one of the, just the span of his macho-ness. He slept with, who's the one on the Kid Stays in the Picture?
Ally McGraw?
No, the woman that was based on. That liked him, that discovered him.
Norma Shearer.
Yeah, Norma Shearer. He probably slept with, he did. Norma Shearer and Sharon Stone.
Well, maybe Sharon Stone. But anyway, that's a whole.
You have this relationship with him, and I'm kind of part of the relationship, too, because you and I crashed his party
at the Egyptian Theater. They had a tribute to him. This was a ago was this?
A while ago.
Six, 7 years ago. Yeah.
2003.
Anyway, that's when I first met him, but I got to know him better.
Right.
Worked with him. I was developing an animated feature with him for, must have been a year. Go over to his house all the time, show him storyboards, been to dinner with him and Warren Beatty. We have lots of stories about Robert Evans, or I do.
Okay, well, let's get to this.
Anyway, but we're going to talk about the Marathon Man screening we went to the other night. We got invited by one of his assistants, Rio, who's a really great guy. And basically, it wasn't necessarily an anniversary of the movie. The movie was released in 76. It was just a new restored print. And Bob hosted the event and spoke before the film and talked about the making of it. And it was really cool because I haven't seen him probably, they did a tribute for him at the Academy, maybe a year ago that I went to. Wasn't that about a year ago you went to that?
Longer than that.
I don't think it was longer, not much longer anyway, but I haven't seen him for a while. But anyway, so it was great to see him, and we saw him before the show, and they had a cocktail party beforehand,
And he's looking good there.
He's looking good. I thought he looked good. I mean, I thought he didn't look a lot different than the last time I saw him.
And he's been married how many times?
I think seven.
And I think the last time when you saw him, it was just after the last one. Is he still married?
Well, I don't know. I mean, when I was hanging out with him, he was married to Victoria, but she wasn't living with him. She was like living in a house next door. They were kind of separated, but she was always over there, always over at the house. So I don't know what the situation was, and I'm not even sure what it is now because I didn't ask him at the time. But you know, it was great to see him, and you know, we talked to him. Like I said, Amanda and I talked to him beforehand, and he told great stories about Laurence Olivier and how he had cancer, and nobody would insure him to make the movie, and so they took a chance, and then during the making of the movie, his cancer went into remission, and he lived for like another 12 years.
Okay, well, give. Rick does an excellent impersonation of Robert Evans. So just give me like the one line about Laurence Olivier or something.
Anyway. I can't remember what he said. What was the thing that he said about? Something about
Well, just give me a Robert Evans. With three sides.
There's three sides. There's your side, my side, and the truth. And nobody lying. Anyway.
So that's Robert Evans, but he's like a Hollywood guru, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's like been there for enough years.
He still has his office at Paramount. We went beforehand. Our friend Jerry Richardson took us to his office. He has this
really?
Plaque on the door. It's really cool. And there's people there. So we couldn't go in, and we weren't going to go in anyway. I just wanted to see where his office was. It's still on the lot. And we also met A.C. Lyles, who's a legendary producer. He's been working for Paramount since 1928.
Wow.
He said, hey, you, he said something about it. This is my, here, you brought my date. Here's my date. This guy's like 90. He's really cool, though. He goes, hey, you're on your own. This is my date. Or, thanks for bringing my date. That kind of stuff. He was really, really cool. I got my picture taken with and stuff. What was really cool was during the showing of the movie, Bob came up and talked. And it was basically for just Paramount people. It was just four people
really?
To Paramount. So I felt really lucky to be invited. You know, we got, you know, got invited to this. So anyway, so Bob did his little presentation, you know, talked about it, and then he ended up sitting right behind us. So it was Brett Ratner, Brett Ratner's a really famous director. And
Rush
really, really
Hour tight. 1, 2, 3.
And X-Men.
X-Men.
And he's doing something, I forget what he's doing now, but.
And Brett Ratner and you were helping him on his, what was this thing? Hip Hop Godfather.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about all this time. Doing a feature called Hip Hop Godfather, which maybe we'll still do. But anyway, it was kind of cool because during the movie, you hear about
this woman. I'm gonna tell you what.
And you hear him mumbling to Brett, telling him these stories of. And I was trying to like, I wish I could hear. But
great.
He was talking.
Let me see this. We cut this part out.
He's just doing all this stuff, and you know, it was so cool. Just hear him talk about the movie, and there,
that's,
you know,
great.
He produced it, and there he is. Yeah. So it was, and then afterwards it was over, and then people were coming up to him getting stuff to sign, and then we kind of walked out with him. I said, "Man, I want to come and see you again. Man, you know, we get together.
Give me a call, please. Give me a call."
I said, "No, you've been really busy." No, I'm really busy. Please give me a call. That'd be great. You know, so I called him yet, but. Anyway, it was cool walking out with them and just kind of like reconnecting and you know.
That's great.
And the movie was great. I haven't seen it for such a long time, but the beautiful print, and it's such a great movie. And movies are so different now than the way, and they were made so differently back then.
That is such a movie they would never make today.
No, they'd cut stuff out, they'd change things. It's like a pure director's movie. John Schlesinger directed it, and it's just like, you know, that's his vision.
Yeah.
It's the creative people's. There's no management telling him how to do it. It was just their vision, you know.
Did he talk at all about why they made that movie? I mean, I know that back then he had Peter, who was reading all the scripts for him?
Peter Bart was his right hand man. Peter Bart was there too.
Well, Peter Bart was there.
He was there too. I've met Peter Bart a bunch of times.
And if you want to learn more about Robert Evans, by The Kid Stays in the Picture. You can probably download it at audible.com and mention Rick's Martini Bar podcast, and I think we make money off that too now.
Do we?
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, but Kid Stays in the Picture.
Yeah, it's a CD. It's five CDs.
It's
well worth whatever it costs.
He narrates it.
How many people narrate their own book?
Yeah,
you know?
This,
frankly, the Kid Stays in the Picture was what put him back in the limelight. Yeah. He wrote the book. The book was fine, but when he did the book on tape, it took on a whole new life, and he became back, you know, popular again, and he's back in the spotlight. So.
But they took a chance on him and made him president of Paramount. I think he says that one of the first things he did was he knew he had to read a lot of scripts, so he hired Peter Bart from the LA Times.
New York Times. Mm-hmm.
And had him just read scripts, and that's how he got The Godfather.
Right.
And then
Peter Bart went on from there to be editor of Variety.
Right.
Out loud. I mean, so, you know, he had really great people around him.
And so did he talk about what possessed him to make that movie?
Nope.
It was a good script.
He didn't talk too much. He talked mostly about Olivier and how he had cancer and how, you know, he tells the story also in his book on tape about what a miracle it was that not only could he get somebody to insure him. He had to go to Lloyd's of London, I think, to do it. But it's like, not only to get somebody to insure him, but the fact that he lived through the movie, and his cancer went into remission. He worked for like 14 more years.
Wow.
It revitalized his career.
Yeah.
So you could tell he was really moved by that. That's like, man, I was able to do this for this guy. And he did the same thing. Marlon Brando, when he did The Godfather, wasn't doing anything.
Right.
Took a chance on him, and Brando didn't get a nickel out of the movie. But, you know, he just believed in talent. And when he did, he just went to bat for him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Robert Evans, one of the great people in Hollywood. There are so many movies that have his thumbprint on them.
Yep. And a lot of things he doesn't even get screen credit for.
Well, he's
things that were made under his, under his...
The most underappreciated position in movies is a producer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I think he says that in his book. You don't win an award. There's no best producer award at the Oscars.
No, right.
But that's what he did.
Right.
There should be.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we've spent our time. We'll have to do another Robert Evans podcast.
We could do a lot of them.
We could do so much. I there are so many great stories that we've both heard over the years. So anyway, thank you for joining us. And these podcasts are available at
$24.99.
They're entirely free at www.mccartymetro.com. And support our sponsors, PB Imaging. Peter over at PB Imaging is supporting this podcast. So if you get any printing...
Did you say PB?
PB.
Like peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Just like peanut butter, and you'll never forget this guy's name.
PBImaging.com, and Peter will hook you up with anything you need for printing, and he will do it. In fact, speaking of Robert Evans, I want to send that print that says, "Dear, thanks, Jerry, for everything."
Oh, yeah.
From what movie is that from?
It's from Cotton Club.
Cotton Club.
Yeah.
I want to send it over to Peter.
There's two of those.
And have him make me one.
Yeah, there's two of those in existence. I have one, and Bob has one.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to have one, too, because we're going to send yours over to PB
Peter. Mine's autographed, so.
And Peter's going to make me a copy.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to have one that says, "To Jerry, thanks for the blood, sweat," let's say.
I think it's blood, sweat, tears, and love.
Yeah.
And then just as Evans.
That's awesome.
In gold ink, it's really cool.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for joining us for the podcast, and we will see you next time.
Absolutely.
Good night.
Cheers.
Cheers.